Tina Houghton is in her eighth year representing Lansing's second ward on the city council, and she's running for a third term. We talked with Houghton about the criticism that she's too close to Mayor Virge Bernero and that she has focused on downtown Lansing and the Michigan Avenue corridor at the expense of the second ward.
You know, it's a valid criticism, especially for people that aren't in the trenches. But to think about property taxes that are not able to go up with inflation and thinking about the revenue cuts from the state. And what I think some people don't understand is that as a council member, we don't drive development. We can give incentives. We can work with people. We can work with organizations like LEAP, the administration, developers, business owners. But we don't drive that market. So when developers and business owners come to us and say, this is my market study, this is where I think we can thrive and benefit the city as a whole, I have to respect that. And I have. And not that I haven't along the way talked to different developers and said, hey, putting a bug in your ear, there's this opportunity in the second ward. Can you please look at it? And I've had those good conversations with many people. Downtown is where the heart of the city is, where the most traffic is, where millions of people come in and out of the city every year. So I thought it was important to do that, and now it's our turn.
Two terms on the council. Do you have a single accomplishment that you're most proud of?
You know, that's funny because the City Pulse in their subjective articles was that, you know, what has she done in the last 8 years? If anything, I've built camaraderie and cooperation between neighbors, neighborhood leaders, the administration, my council members. I'm a pretty sensible and rational person. And I think being able to work, you say both sides of the aisle, any side of the aisle is very important. And I think I've been able to do that quite well. And building those relationships, whether it's with administration colleagues or regionally, that's what's going to prosper in the next 4 years. And I'm super excited for that to happen.
What's been your biggest frustration?
I think being pigeonholed in one camp, the Verge camp,
yeah.
Right? And for people assuming that his vote is my vote. Regardless of who is in that office, I respect that office. And I am not going to go publicly against the mayor of our city. That doesn't matter if it's Verge. Obviously, it won't be Verge this time. And I'm looking forward to whoever it is in the candidates that I will be working with. But I will never disrespect that office because it's an important office and it's held in high regard for me.
Are there specific times you've gone against Verge's wishes that you'd
definitely.
To point to?
There's been a couple vetoes. There's been some developments. There is the Board of Water and Light, and they wanted an inspector. When I disagree, it's behind closed doors. That's the great thing. I have known Verge for over 25 years. Our kids grew up together. There's no secret that we're friends. But I also know that one-on-one, I can have those honest conversations with them. And I hope that whether it's Andy or Judy or whoever, I hope to have those honest conversations and be able to speak my mind and figure out where we can benefit each other, but also benefit the city as a whole.
Are you planning to endorse in the mayor's race?
That's undecided at this moment.
Tina Houghton is running for re-election, representing Lansing's second ward on the city council. Thank you.
Thank you.
For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl.